Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Let me channel Marvin Gaye on this one. Yeah. The universe, baby. Pick a star. Any star, baby.
Bought myself a one-way flight.
And welcome to the Gabby the People Show. I'm your host, Gabby. Joining us today, we're talking about health and finances and everything else in between, and everything that I'm talking about is how you doing out there. I think I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay today. Hope your day was good. It's mine. Made better. What do you do when the pressures of the world get to you? What do you do? Do you crumble? Do you hold on to your dreams? I'm trying to hold on to my dream. You know, I'm holding on to my dreams. That's my goal. That's my thing every day. Every day I have to wake up and put the positive thought to my mind. And it gets to you sometimes. Just positive thoughts have to hang in my mind. We're always fighting that constant heckler in the back of your head that's saying you can't, don't do this, and it tries to protect you. It's there to protect you, but it ain't really helping you. It's like a parent that's overprotective of his child, his or her child, and they just can't let go. So I'm dealing with ways to fight back at certain things, these things that continue to eat away at my strength and will. And every day I have to repeat the same, you know, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, I have to repeat the same self-affirmations. And those self-affirmations have helped me. Yes, they have. It helped me. You know, I have my intentions to make it as a man. So to make it as a man, as a human being, and finally chasing my dream of being a radio personality instead of just sitting there and sitting idle about and letting life go by. That's what I used to do most of my life. I was always trying to make it, oh, I'm going to wait to it. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to put it off till later. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it. And I knew I was never going to try to do it because on the inside of me, I was scared. I was scared to death of failing. Failing was my biggest fear. And I've been falling since I was, I was falling since I was 3 years old. So I just basically thought that that's what I was going to do because that voice told me, no, I can't do it. And not only the voice told me no, I had other people tell me no. There's always going to be somebody tell you that you can't do things. And you're always going to have to fight through it. Well, that's what I have to do. And then along this journey of life, I've also run into, as I got older, we haven't been, as young people, we don't really know how to eat, right? You know, I had my taste buds, never, I depended on my taste buds to tell me whether I could eat. I mean, what to eat. So we used to, I used to go to the stores right after school and get these chocolate covered Slinkies, they call them, I don't think they call them Choco Dogs or something like that. And I used to love eating those things. Those things were quite tasty. You know, when I think about it, those things were quite tasty. My health started, but as I grew older, I never stopped eating. I had a taste for sweet stuff that was very strong. So what happened was later on I became this I fell into a health problem. So and this quite a struggle. We're in it to win it though. And in spite of all these negative these things that's happening around me, how do you come back from that? You always got to believe, and that's what I'm doing. I'm holding on to what I'm going to do, holding on with my beliefs. I also was just this past year, in the last year, I was off to a good start. I had some money. I thought I had some money, but I had a little money. I was going to start going to the gym. Well, when I started going to the gym, over time, I thought I can get a trainer. Well, definitely like checking my account because you're always scared of what I'll see if I go in there and I check my account. And when I look online, I check your account to see what you got in there. Well, I never did that because I was always in fear that whatever I had wasn't good enough to take care of me because I was always spending, you know. I was spending money, needless, just spending it, because I wanted to fulfill a need that was lost within me. So that's what I've done. That's what I did. I ended up having to lose my membership to the good gym of UFIT. I was at the UFIT gym in Norcross. I had to lose that. I had to lose my, I lost all that and then those things work together. So now I'm just trying to do my own exercises, try to keep myself in control, keep everything in control, and it's going to work out eventually. This too shall pass. But as I get to there, I'm sharing everything with you as I get there. I'm sharing everything as I get there with you. So I had the membership at a local gym, and it was working pretty good, but things didn't fall into place the way I wanted it to. And things really end up in your lap the way you think they should. So, but it is what it is, and I just come back from that. But, man, those things really get you sometimes. But you're holding on. We stay strong, and we keep holding on, and we win it eventually, and that's what we do. Yes, indeedy. I had a good weekend. I hope you had one, too. I come back from the show from the weekend. I happened to watch all the football games this weekend. Man, it was good. The football weekend was pretty good, wasn't it? I had watched all the games, but the game that I especially loved was the Packers. The Packers put out on the Cowboys. You know, I don't really like the Cowboys. I don't really like the Cowboys. They call them the Cow Beachy because I don't like them. You know, it always amazes me how they can always have, they are one of the most annoying fan bases in the world. I mean, they are the most annoying fan base. You know why I say that? As a New York Giants fan, I say that because living in the streets in New York, we had our own team. But there were people around there with freaking Dallas Cowboy gear. They loved them, and they loved Tony Dorsett and them. And why we cheer for them when we got a good team right here in New York? It no sense to me. Still don't. They swear everybody, the world of football didn't exist before that franchise was made. It's not true. It's false. The world did exist before the Cowboys had made that Cowboys franchise. Yes, it did. And to those that say they have five titles, we got eight titles because we had four of them before the Cowboys even was thought about. Team stinks. That team stinks. Take that team, the Cow Beachies. That's what they are. come true. And I like the fact that Dez Bryant, you know, he got, they turned that, overturned that call. It was a catch in my book. I think it was a catch. But guess what? The rule book states it wasn't good for him. I never liked that guy anyway. I don't like any Cal Beach. Irvin doesn't. Well, when you see him on NFL Network, that guy's annoying as heck. He be trying to take over the show. Michael Irvin. I ain't like him. Put somebody else, who else is there? Just can't stand any of them. They're all terrible. Any Cal Beach, former Cal, oh, they're all Cal Beaches. Any of them with a job, they're terrible. Terrible job on NFL TV or any NFL place for that character that they're on, any channel that they're on. It's terrible at their thing. That's how I feel about them all the time. Don't love no love for no Cal Beach. And they reaped what they sowed. It's fun. Great to watch. Great TV. And as the, you know, the Fletcher took away, had to go to him, they see him on the bench there, he was just salty. He was about to die. He felt like he was about to die. That was good to me. And I got away, and I just laughed at it. Yeah, good. Congratulations to the Packers for beating them. And Aaron Rodgers is the truth. Took him, you know, he didn't have, he had but like 1 foot, whipped it behind 1 foot. That's what I like to see. All right, we're going to have to wrap this show up today. I know it was a short show. I'll be back tomorrow. Probably do another 30-minute show tomorrow instead. But I know y'all like it. I'm like to glad that y'all out there listening. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow. Learn from this.